Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Saturday, March 19th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Ivory Coast's continued turmoil forced missionaries to leave the International Christian Academy there in Bouaké. The second evacuation in 2 years, Evangelical Baptist Missions Paul Jackson says most of the missionary families there had to relocate to Niger's capital city.
Some of our folks are going to be continuing in training of MKs. We have an elementary school in Niger, and probably 90% of those children come from Muslim families. It is an incredible opportunity for evangelism, and we're now broadcasting an hour and a half a day on public radio. We've had opportunities on Nigerian TV to present evangelistic programs.
Next, Sri Lankans are protesting the government's slow tsunami relief distribution. But Medical Ambassador International's Paul Calhoun says they're partnering with LEADS, or the Lanka Evangelical Alliance Development Services, coordinated with local governments. He says the most exciting phase of their program has yet to come, community health evangelism.
We not only work with the physical need, but also we train the villagers themselves to be able to share with the members of their community the hope of the Redeemer.
And vegetable seeds, water, and sheer determination are part of a successful garden project in Burkina Faso. Operation Blessing International implemented a microenterprise garden project a year ago. They built 2 fresh water wells, a water tower, and taught women how to cultivate the land. Now the community of 1,700 people has been transformed with OBI's help as they show the love of Christ by meeting people's needs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.